Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the Apple TV. The Apple TV, of course, being a media streaming device from your Windows or Mac computer, and also too from your iOS devices such as the iPhone or iPad. So let me first of all describe the Apple TV itself for you. It's basically a square flat box, and the only thing I've got plugged into the back of my Apple TV is the power cable and the HDMI cable, which goes from the back of the Apple TV into the back of my HD TV. Now, of course, the way to control the Apple TV is via its remote. And the remote is basically extremely simple. At the top of the remote, you've basically got a round circle, and inside the circle, you've got an indented button. And the round circle, of course, at the top of that round circle is the up arrow, the bottom of the circle is the down arrow, the left of the circle is the left arrow, and the right of the circle is the right arrow. The indented button in the middle, of course, is your OK or Select button. And below that, you've got two buttons next to each other. On the left, you have your menu button, and on the right, you have your power on-off button for the Apple TV itself. And basically, I won't go through the setup of the Apple TV in this demonstration, but what I did when I first set it up, I turned it on by pressing the power on button on the remote. When the setup came up visually on the screen, I could then press that power button three times in a row, and that actually turned on VoiceOver on the Apple TV so that I could continue the rest of the setup myself with speech output. And that pressing of the power button three times might sound very similar because it's the same command that you would do with the triple click home button on the iPhone, iPad, or iPod Touch. So basically, when I had VoiceOver running, I went in and set up the Apple TV to my Wi-Fi network, and then I went in and turned home sharing on via my family's Apple ID, which then allows me to stream content from our family Mac, which is sitting in the study in our house. As far as the TV goes, basically, I plugged the HDMI cable, as I said, into the TV. I then have a source button on my remote for my TV, and basically pressing that a few times, and you do get used to how many times you have to press the source button to change it. I switch to HDMI, and then when I press the power button on my Apple TV remote, it came up talking on the screen with VoiceOver. So let me wake up the Apple TV now. I've got my TV currently turned on. The Apple TV is currently in standby mode. Okay, so let me wake up the Apple TV by just pressing the menu button on the remote. Remember, that was the bottom left button.
In main menu, NHL button, 1 of 10.
Okay, now basically the menus are arranged in a bit of a grid, so you can go from left to right. I'm going to press the left arrow key to go to the furthest left menu.
In movies, top movies button, 1 of 4.
Okay, so we're on top movies and with 1 of 4, I'll press the down arrow.
Genres button, 2 of 4.
Press the down arrow again.
Search button, 3 of 4.
Search to search for a movie, and down again.
In theaters button, 4 of 4.
And if I try and press the down arrow anymore,
in theaters button, 4 of 4.
It beeps and repeats the last item on the menu. So let's go back up to number 1 just to be consistent.
Search. Genres. Top movies. Button. 1 of 4.
Let's now press the right arrow to get from the movies selection to the next menu option. Pressing the right arrow now.
In internet. NHL. Button. 1 of 10.
And this is basically streaming content, as it says, off the internet. So we've got NHL, which is the National Hockey League. Pressing the down arrow.
WSJ Live button,
WSJ Live, which is the Wall Street Journal. Pressing down arrow key again.
MLB TV, button.
MLB TV,
3 of 10.
Down again.
YouTube, button.
YouTube, 4 of 10. If you want to know what YouTube is.
Vimeo, button.
Vimeo.
5 of 10.
That's very similar to YouTube in some ways. Down arrow again.
Podcasts, button. 6 of 10.
Podcasts, and these podcasts you can search and stream and favourite podcasts directly from the net, and I'll get to show that in a minute. So down again.
Photo stream, button. 7 of 10.
Photo stream. Now, because I have all my devices at home set up for photo stream, I've actually got my screensaver set up so that all our family photos appear on the screen when the Apple TV goes into screensaver mode. And my children absolutely love it. Let's press down arrow again.
Mobile Me, button. 8 of 10.
Mobile Me. I'm not worrying with that one anymore. Down arrow again.
Flickr, button.
Flickr.
9
again
of 10.
For photos. Down again.
Radio, button. 10 of 10.
And radio, so internet-based radio stations. So let's go back up to number 1 again. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because if I was to press the left or right arrow, basically it would go back to the last item we were sitting on in the menu. And just for this demonstration, I always like to be on number 1 of the menu, so it makes sense when we're navigating. So I'm going to press up arrow now to get back to number 1.
WSJ Live, button, 2 of 10.
And one more.
NHL, button, 1 of 10.
Okay, let's now press the right arrow key, or the right arrow.
In computers. Ellen Woodbridge's library, button, 1 of 1.
Now this is my wife's Mac, and basically it's going to be using home sharing to access the items on our family Mac. So let me press the select key, which is the one in the middle.
In Ellen Woodbridge's library. Music. Button. 1 of 6.
And we've got 6 selections. We've got music. Down arrow.
Movies. Button. 2 of 6.
Now keep in mind, this is all the media sitting on our family Mac via iTunes. So I'm going to press down arrow again.
TV shows. Button. 3 of 6.
TV shows. Down again.
Podcasts. Button. 4 of 6.
Podcasts. And of course, these are podcasts that we have subscribed to on our Mac, not the other option in the internet menu, which I could actually get podcasts straight from the internet using the Apple TV itself. So down again.
iTunes U, button,
iTunes
5 of
U.
6.
And the last one.
Photos, button, 6 of 6.
Photos, again, photos on the Mac. So let's do up arrow to get back to the number 1 item on this menu.
Movies, button, 2 of 6.
One to go.
Music, button, 1 of 6.
Now, I'll just show you a trick with this submenu. Because we've basically gone into a submenu, because I've got into my wife's or our family's Apple ID on our Mac. Now I'm going to press the menu key to go back up to the previous menu.
In main menu. Computers. Ellen Woodbridge's library. Button, 1 of 1.
Press the right arrow.
In settings. General. Button, 1 of 6.
And these are the settings to control the Apple TV. So we've got general.
Screensaver.
Screensaver.
2 of 6. Audio and video. Button.
Audio and
3
video.
Of 6. Airplay.
Airplay.
Button. 4 of 6. Computers. Button.
Computers.
5 of 6.
Down again.
Sleep now. Button. 6 of 6.
And sleep now. Now, I'll just show you where I used the settings to slow down VoiceOver and where you can also speed it up if you wish as well. So let's go back up arrow to the top, to General.
General. Button. 1 of 6.
And pressing the select button in the middle of the round circle.
In General. About. Button. 1 of 14.
And we've got 14 options in here. And I'm just going to press the down arrow until we get down to accessibility. So the first one is we've got About.
Name. Apple TV.
Name, which is the
button.
Apple TV.
2 of 14.
Apple TV.
Network. Button.
Network.
3 of 14.
If I didn't actually set up the Apple TV when I first installed it for the Wi-Fi home network, that's where I'd actually go into there and set up the Wi-Fi network for, in this case, my home. And by the way, the on-screen keyboard is fully accessible with VoiceOver. So down there again.
iTunes Store. Button.
That's the iTunes
4
Store.
Of 14. Parental controls.
Parental
button.
Controls.
5 of 14.
And of course, as you can on the iOS devices, such as the iPad and the iPhone, you can set restrictions so that your children can't get access to certain content. So down again.
Remotes. Button.
Remotes.
6 of 14.
So you can set it up for different Apple remotes. And I've also set my Apple TV up to work with the remote app on my iPhone to also control the Apple TV. So down again.
Update software. Button.
That's where 7 of 14. Update the software for the Apple TV, and I've already done that, and my one's currently up to date. Down again.
Time zone. Sydney. Button. Yeah. 8 of 14.
Time zone is, of course, Sydney in my case. Down again.
Sleep after. 1 hour. Button.
Sleep
9
after
of 14.
1 hour, so I've got my Apple TV going to sleep after 1 hour. If you just press the select key, you can cycle around the different settings. So press the arrow key again.
Send data to Apple. Yes.
Send data to
button.
Apple, I've currently got
10 of 14.
Yes. Down again.
10 of language. Button. 11 of 14.
Language. Now, because I've got VoiceOver running, if I was to press select on language, of course I've selected English, and we can choose the different languages, and of course VoiceOver would change its synthesizer appropriately. So I press down arrow again.
Accessibility. Button. 12 of 14.
There's accessibility, and let's just go down for the final two, and we'll come back to accessibility.
Legal. Button.
Legal.
13 of 14. Reset. Button. 14
reset.
Of 14.
Now, if you choose reset, it will actually reset the voice as well, and you'll lose speech, so that when you reset it up again, you'll have to press the power button bottom right on the remote to re-enable VoiceOver, which again, remember, was pressing that button three times at the setup screen. So press up arrow twice.
Legal. Accessibility.
That's accessibility.
Button.
Press select.
12 of 14. Inaccessibility. VoiceOver. On. Button.
Now, I haven't tried this yet, but I'm assuming if I press that now to toggle it off, it would actually turn off VoiceOver. So I'm actually going to leave that one alone for the moment. I'm going to press down arrow.
Speech rate. Slow. Button.
Here's
our 2 of 2.
Speech rate. I've currently got it set on slow. If I press select.
Speech rate. Normal. Button. 2 of 2.
Yeah, that's normal. Press select again.
Speech rate. Fast. Button. 2 of 2.
That's fast. Press it again. Select.
Speech rate. Very fast. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay. Press select again.
Speech rate. Slow. Button. 2 of 2.
Okay. And that's the way you can control the rate of speech with VoiceOver. So I'm going to hold down the menu key to get back to the main menu.
In main menu. Settings. General. Button. 1 of 6.
Okay. And as you can tell, we've jumped straight out from VoiceOver, accessibility, and we're back on the settings menu. I'm now going to press the left arrow key to go to internet to show you what I've done with the podcasts on my Apple TV. So I press left arrow.
In computer. In internet.
Okay, that's
NHL.
Internet.
Button. 1 of 10.
Let's press the down arrow key to get into podcasts.
WS MLB YouTube podcasts. Button. 6 of 10.
Okay, I'm going to press select.
Accessing iTunes Store in podcasts. Favorites. Button. 1 of 5.
Okay, so we've got favorites. And if I press the down arrow key.
Top podcasts. Button.
Top podcasts.
2 of 5.
And these categories now, if I go into there, they'll give us a list of available podcasts in each of these categories.
Featured providers. Button. 3 of 5.
Down again.
Genres. Button.
Genres.
4 of 5.
Down again.
Search. Button. 5 of 5.
Search. So I'll come back to search in a minute. Let me press the up arrow to go back to my favorites.
Genre. Featured. Top podcast. Favorites. Button.
And press select.
1 of 5. Accessing iTunes Store. In favorites. All about Android video. Small. 1 of 18.
Okay, as you can tell, I've got
hold down select to rearrange your
mine.
Favorite podcasts.
I'm going to press the right arrow key in this case because this is in a grid.
Tech News Today video.
Today.
Small. 2 of 18.
Okay, press right arrow again.
Sero Talk. 3 of 18.
Sero Talk, of course. Right arrow again.
The Social Hour video. Small. 4 of 18.
The Social Hour, right arrow again.
Sky News, Prime
Sky News,
News, 5 of 18.
Right arrow again.
This Week in Tech Video, large, 6 of 18.
This Week in Tech Video, which is large one, press right arrow.
Twit Live Specials Video, large, 7 of 18.
Okay, and so on. And if I press select on any of these, so let me go back to Sero Talk, left
This
arrow.
Week in Tech Video, Sky News, The Social Hour Video, Sero Talk, 3 of 18.
Yeah, I'm going to press select.
In Sero Talk, On the 13th day of Christmas, a vision came to me. Unplayed. Today. Button. 2 of 7.
Now, the reason why it actually said 2 of 7, remember this is the list of the currently available podcasts to play, for, in this case from Serotek. If I press the up arrow key, which is to go to the number 1 spot,
remove from favorites.
I can actually remove this podcast from my favorites listing. So if I press the down arrow key to go back to the first option, or the first podcast.
On the 13th day of Christmas,
and press a vision came to
play button, 1 of 1.
And select again on the play button.
On the loading.
It's actually going to start now playing the
on the 13th day of Christmas. A vision came to me.
Anyways, welcome one and all to what should be an amazing performance of an upgraded Christmas carol, specifically, the 12 Accessible Days of Christmas, performed by Serotek's own, Matt Campbell, with the Robotic Guide Dog Orchestra.
Now I'm going to start playing by just pressing the select button. Now I'm actually going to go back to the previous menu by pressing the menu key.
Play. Button. 1 of 1.
Okay, pressing menu again.
In Serotek. On the 13th day of Christmas.
Menu again. Vision
in favorites. All about Android video. Small. 1 of 18.
Press menu again.
In podcasts. Favorites. Button. 1 of 5.
And I'm going to go down to search and show you how to search for a podcast.
Top podcast.
Just pressing the down arrow key.
Genres. Search. Button.
Okay, and
5 of 5.
On search.
In search iTunes Store podcasts. Search for. Search keyboard. A. Button.
And basically, this Alpha. Keyboard's arranged in a grid. So
press play
press
pause button to change keyboards.
Right arrow.
B, C, D, E, F, button.
Okay, so as you can tell, it's all in a
Fox
grid.
Foxtrot, F, button.
So that's the first row, A to
Foxtrot.
F.
Foxtrot.
So if we do left arrow to get back to
D,
A.
C, B, A,
and then
button.
Arrow.
G, button.
But G,
H, I, J, K, L, button, L, button.
Okay, that's definitely in, so press left again.
K, J, I, H, G, button, M. Button.
There's M-N-O-P-Q-R-R,
button.
Okay, that's the last one.
Q-P-O-N, button, M, button.
Down arrow.
S, button.
S-T-U-V-W.
X, X, button.
Okay, again, that's the end of the row. So back to the beginning.
W-V-U-T-S-S, button.
Down.
Y, button.
Y.
Z, button. 1, button.
2, 3, 4,
button.
And we can keep going down the list. Now, if I press the down arrow key beneath 4 to go straight down.
0, button, clear,
down
button.
To clear, and that will actually clear what I've typed in so far. Or if I press the left arrow.
Delete, button.
That's delete button to delete the last character I've typed in. Let me search for the Matt Ken podcast. I'm just going to see what happens if I just type in the name Ken.
7,
so let me
1,
go back up to
U,
the row.
O, I, button.
Okay, I'm going to go right arrow to get to
India.
K.
J. K.
Press select.
Button. K. 31 items found.
So it's already started to search. I'm going to press up arrow.
E. Button.
I'm already there's E, so I'm going to press E.
Echo. K. 31 items found.
Still on 31 items. I'm going to press down arrow.
K. Q. Button.
And I'm going to press left.
P. O. M.
Get to M.
Button.
Press select.
K. 31 items found.
Oh, it's still saying 31 items found. So I'm going to press the down arrow.
T. Z. 6. Space. Delete. Clear. K. Button. 1 of 31.
Okay, so what I did was I went down to where it said the clear button, pressed the right arrow key, now if I press the down arrow key.
Kenny, button. Arts Edge. 2000.
Down again.
Mac OS Ken, button.
And there's Mac
5 of 31.
OS Ken, I press select.
Accessing iTunes Store, in podcasts. Mac OS Ken. Ken Ray, 1 of 4.
Press select.
Accessing iTunes Store. In Mac OS Ken. Mac OS Ken. December 13th, 2011. Today. Button. 2 of 302.
And again, that's a list of all the podcasts that are available for Mac OS Ken. And of course, if I press the up arrow.
Add show to favorites. Button.
I can now add
1 of 302.
Podcast to favorites and I'll press select.
Remove from favorites.
And of course, it's just toggled to remove from favorites. Now, very quickly.
Button. 1 of 302.
Now, very quickly, let me go and show you how to play a movie off your Mac. And then finally, I want to show you how to do AirPlay from your iPhone. So I'm going to press the menu key to go back to the main menu. Hold it down.
In main podcasts, button, 6 of 10.
Now, we're back to 6 podcasts on that internet menu. Rather than going back up arrow to number one on this menu, I'm just going to press the run arrow key.
In computers. Ellen Woodbridge's library.
My wife's computer. Button. Press select.
In Ellen Woodbridge's library. Music. Button.
Press
one of six.
To get down to movies.
Press
select.
Kids and family.
And
partially played.
Kids and family.
Six movies. Button. One of
six
two.
Six movies in there. I'm going to press select.
In kids and family.
Now
Despicable Me. 95 minutes. Button. One of six.
So six movies and if I leave it sitting there.
Despicable Me.
It'll describe the movie. Press down arrow again.
How to Train Your Dragon.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Partially played.
And again,
98 minutes. Button. Two of six. How to Train Your Dragon. PG. How to Train Your Dragon synopsis. A winner with audiences and critics alike. DreamWorks Animation's How to Train Your Dragon rolls fire-breathing action. Epic adventure and laughs into a captivating
and
original. Lego, The Adventures of Clutch Powers.
And down again.
Nanny McPhee and the Big Bang.
And down again.
Toy Story 3. Partially played.
Okay.
103
and
minutes.
Example, we want to
button.
Play Toy Story
5 of 6.
Watching. I press select.
Loading. Resume playing. Button.
And
1 of 2.
Resume play or.
Start from beginning.
Start
button.
From beginning.
2 of 2.
Thanks. It has been an honor serving with you. Good luck.
And there's the movie playing.
You're going to
Toy Story
it.
From our family.
Wait,
computer.
Wait. We're getting thrown away?
No, no one's getting thrown away.
How do you know?
We're being abandoned.
We'll be fine, Jesse.
So why did Sarge leave?
Should we leave?
I thought we would.
Okay, I press select to stop. And I press the menu key again.
Ellen Woodbridge's library. Button.
Okay,
one we're of
back
one.
To the Ellen Woodbridge's library. Now, the final thing I wanted to show you, as I said a little while ago, was to show you AirPlay, in this case, from my iPhone. Now, I've currently got my iPhone in my hand. I currently have an audiobook open. So to listen to it on your iPhone, of course, you would just do a two-finger double tap on the screen. This is, of course, with VoiceOver running.
Form fitting, they were almost hose. He added his usual belt.
Okay, so that's coming from
and
my iPhone.
Thought,
now, if I stop it by doing a two-finger tap again, if I come down to the volume button on the right-hand side of the phone screen.
Volume, 94%, adjustable.
Okay, there you go.
AirPlay,
up.
Button.
There's the AirPlay above the volume. I'm going to double tap it with one finger.
Alert. Selected. Audio route. iPhone. Button.
Okay, so audio route currently says iPhone. If I flick to the right.
Audio route. Apple TV. Button.
Audio route is Apple TV. It's on the same network. Double tap to select it.
The Outstretched Shadow. Unabridged. Mercedes Lackey. James Mallory. The Outstretched Shadow. Unabridged. Part 1. Chapter 7 of 7.
So now let me do a two-finger double tap to start playing.
An elaborately ornamented pen
okay, and it's now coming
and matching coin
through
pouch.
My Apple TV.
Naming day gifts from his father.
And the
never
nice thing about this, once it starts playing through the
he
Apple TV, I can now just press the home button on my iPhone.
The new one.
Home.
His pens, music. A knife. Some small money.
And I can just
the
flip around the screen.
That he carried as a luck piece. Ran a comb
okay,
through
his unruly
status
hair. Menu, check my status.
Glanced at the result in the mirror.
Music,
and sighed.
Status bar item.
Time for another
come
haircut.
The bottom,
you suppose.
New items.
Check my mail.
Well,
double tap my mail.
Father would have nothing to complain of.
Etc. Because the iPhone straight voice out is just talking normally while I'm streaming audio content.
Though breakfast would have been laid
Apple
out in
TV
the sunny morning parlor
TV.
For his father.
Absolutely fantastic.
Kellen
and my children love to listen to audiobooks this way.
And made a habit of
it also means
the
that as a parent, I can still keep using my iPhone in the other
the
room
servants turned a
while
blind
my kids are listening
to
their audiobook they will listen to on the Apple TV.
As it made less work
so
for them
very, very
than
cool.
Setting out a second breakfast.
So I'm going to do a two-finger double tap on my screen
something
to stop
Kellen
that playing. And you can tell it's pretty responsive. So that concludes this demonstration of the Apple TV. Again, if you need any information about the Apple TV, you can certainly go to www.apple.com and search for Apple TV on there. And just as a final reminder, remember that when you first set up your Apple TV, when you've got the settings visually on the screen, you can press the power button on the remote, which is the bottom right key. Remember, you've only got two buttons below that round circle. So the right-hand one, press it three times, or in other words, triple-click home, and you'll activate VoiceOver. So if you've got any other questions about Apple accessibility, please contact the Adaptive Technology Help Desk at Vision Australia on 1300 847 466. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, Blindness and Low Vision Services.